is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In northwest Syria, the Turkish offensive declared Turkey's frontier of Kurdish militia continued Wednesday, with Russia's foreign ministry saying hundreds, including civilians, have been killed since Operation Olive Branch began January 20th. Spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said over 10 days of the operation, several hundred, including civilians, have been killed. She called on all sides to show restraint. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said heavy bombardment and airstrikes accompanied ground fighting involving Turkish troops, elements of the rebel Free Syrian Army, against the YPG Kurdish fighters. A cameraman interviewed a Kurdish woman who asked if she was injured. She replied, "She was on a road that was shelled. I was injured in my head and my legs." Doctors have warned of a rapidly worsening humanitarian situation in Afrin and a dwindling supplies of medical facilities in the main hospital. Turkey has threatened to expand the operation eastward toward Manbij, now in control of by U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters. The U.S. said it's doing everything possible to avoid any confrontation. Three Kenyan TV stations are off the air as the government investigates their live coverage of the inauguration of opposition leader Raila Odinga as rival president to incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta. Fred Matiagi is the security and interior minister.
We have commenced a wide-scale investigation targeting individuals and organizations who include but may not be limited to certain media houses.
Matiagi accused some elements of the media facilitating an illegal act. He said the symbolic swearing-in was a bid to overthrow the government. This is VOA News. The U.S. Wednesday said it was designating the leader of the Islamist Palestinian